worked out right then. That's another possibility of the situation.
You mean just have Cy meet number one in at well, he's going into San into that air base, you see. Yes, he is.
Is that he might be able to go into the airbase, pick up Columbo, let's say, and then go over and talk with the colonel. Now, that would mean that some arrangements would have been made with about Imbert and the Imbert group, and do whatever is necessary about the about Bennett.
All right. Do you mean Colonel C?
He and Columbo went over and get together with Colonel C.
Yeah.
Now, in that operation, I would think that if it can be worked out, particularly in terms of the stateside situation, taking at least one member, if it can be arranged,
yeah.
You know, this guy Proceda.
Yeah.
And that might be the way to do it very quickly.
Yeah.
It looks as if the military situation is deteriorating. And therefore speed may be of the essence. And that might be a way to put the thing together pretty quickly. Anything that's done ought to be cleared first here.
Yeah. Who do you think our best people, from your standpoint, are here? We could send McNamara. He's very likely to get surfaced in that big an operation, and they got 150 reporters down there. Cy is not too well known, and he might be able to get in and out. Our thought was that Cy could just sit in his plane and have Bennett and have the general and the admiral come out and see him. And he could just tell them that we just had to take every precaution because we had some stuff functioning and they just couldn't to go and do some of these things. Then we thought that he might have with him Vaughn, who is the normal man or man. We'd rather have man, but if man is persona non grata, we'd have Vaughn. We'd prefer McNamara first. I would, if. But the question is whether they would regard him as a military man and as somebody that had landed the Marines and instead of a former Harvard professor and a former University of California professor. We don't know what image he has. We could send George Ball, but he's the acting secretary and he's pretty clumsy. We could send Averill Harriman. He's got a good liberal reputation. He's a tough negotiator. He's a well, he's pretty close to Bobby too. And now Vaughn is very liberal and very very peaceful type and kind of a poet himself. And he was ambassador to Panama. He was in charge of the Peace Corps for Latin America Peace Corps, and he's now the Assistant Secretary of State in charge of Latin America. And he has very good ideas, and he's very reticent, very quiet. He's not going to be the belly-to-belly man. I don't think he's as tough as Tom Mann. I don't think he's got the judgment. But he's a good man, and he's knowledgeable, and he is well-liked. Now, the question is, who do we send? McNamara? Or Vance? Or Vaughn? Or which two?
So sorry, and Monday unwilling to go?
Oh, no, he's just anxious, but I rather feel that that's the last thing I'd want to happen. CBS has got them broadcasting, and it's on nationwide, and it's been turned up, and you couldn't explain it. And then, I don't know, I'd have quite a problem with the state going out of here, and I don't want to really be personally that close connected with it. Because if something went wrong or even went right, it would reflect here.
I really think that you haven't got any choice then.
Oh yes, I've got lots of choices. I can, you say Harriman was out, I could send Ball, I could send I could send Mann, you say he's out though. I could send Vaughn. I could send Vance. He's the best, he's more like you than any of them, Cy Vance. Do you know him?
Yes, I know him.
But the only handicap he would have, either military or political or diplomatic, the only handicap would be is Undersecretary of Defense. But I've got to have him there talking tough to, I got to have some stature there. I can't send a lieutenant colonel to talk to General and Admiral and Bennett. And State is willing, Rusk and Ball and that group always, for Vance to speak for them. And I am. And I'm not, I wouldn't be as strong for other people speaking for me as you are. I mean, I don't think they're that quite that cautious and careful. And I know the problem that you've got, and I don't want to get myself too tied in with it. Jack Valenti wrote a note tonight. He's ready to come. He's Latin and he's Catholic and he's in all the meetings and he's in all the task forces. And he says he'll go with somebody, but I doubt the wisdom of somebody from this staff going. Somebody suggested in there, I believe Tom Mann suggested, we send Bill Moyers along with Vance to talk to the others, but somebody representing me. I doubt the wisdom of anybody representing me. Do you have any feeling on that? I would say no, but I'll do that and call you right back. We not that really that close to them. But I'll call Tom and see what he knows about it. I would assume he'd go in. Nobody's contacted him. We don't know. Wait just a minute and let me see if I can get Tom on the other phone. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me now? Hello?
Hello?
Do you hear me all right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm checking that to see. What do you think their feeling would be between McNamara and Vance and so forth? Yes.
And I wonder if there aren't, really aren't two parts of this job, and one that, Cy ought to do, and, the other is, Cy ought to do the, your military people, and, maybe the, Hunter people. And, the other part of the job being the, settling the thing out with,
No, I don't believe he is, to sell Columbo and Colonel C. They are?
I think I agree with that, Mr. President.
Are you on here, Tom?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, good. Tom Mann's just come on here, Abe. I want to get him on the phone. What we're trying to do is see, he is wondering if we can't wrap it up with one trip to the place by sending Cy, let him make Palmer and the Admiral and Bennett behave and so forth. And he was thinking about the possibility of him getting the man's going to be number, get in touch with Colonel C and tell him what the story is, and also try to sell the OAS while he's down there so they could take the OAS over and see Camaño. Yeah.
But anyway, Colonel C is all set. It's just a matter of getting the right stage play accomplished.
I'm afraid that Vance will be surfaced mighty quick, and he gets in there if he gets out of the airport.
Mr. President, I will tell both of you my honest opinion. I think that the guy that can have more influence with all sectors of this group, which is largely left, except for the OAS side, would be Averill Harriman.
No, he just says he's made all the statements through Latin America, and he's not, he can't speak to them. They're mad as hell about what he's done, and...
Well,